Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you need to maximize your mixing capabilities? Philadelphia Mixing Solutions mixer drives are specially designed to handle the rigors of mixing for the pulp and paper industry. With proven technologies for top entry and aeration, our total systems approach provides cost-effective solutions to maximize stock dispersion and degassing. For more information on our mixer and aeration products, contact us today at 717-832-2800 or philamixers.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 17th of February, 2014. The title is More on Resumes. It happened again a couple of weeks ago. Someone I did not know had been sent to me by a third party I did know to help them with their job hunting exercise. We had a pleasant conversation, and I told this person that I'd be happy to look over their resume. I've been doing this pro bono for at least 10, probably 15 years. I want to see people stay employed in our great industry, and as you can imagine, the exercise has created some great friendships. In this case, matters conclude as they do sometimes. I took a look at the resume. It was a mess. It took me a couple of hours to get it into a condition that the writer could possibly start to make it into something worth presenting to a headhunter or a prospective employer. I sent it back with the offer to rework future drafts. Silence. Now, I don't know whether this person was in shock, upset, found a job, or who knows what, but here is the point. I am a safe place to try out your resume. I have looked at and worked on enough resumes that it might be possible that I know what works. Exhibit A, recently I helped a 50-something with a high school education obtain a better management job in a power plant than the one from which he had been fired. So if I tell you your resume stinks, it might be worth accepting that feedback and going back to work on it. Here are the main problems I see over and over again on resumes. Number one, too long. Unless you're applying for a professorship, resumes for full-time positions in industry must be kept to 2 pages, maximum 2.5. Two, not performance oriented. I call them, quotes, attendance resumes, end quotes. They merely state what time the person was in a given position, not what was accomplished that helped the bottom line of the employer. Number three, too much junk. Okay, being a Boy Scout leader or a Girl Scout leader is not junk in the larger scheme of things, but how does it help your future employer? In fact, outside activities that seem to be pursued with great enthusiasm will be perceived as activities taken away from your focus and attendance at the employer's business. Four, poor organization, misspellings, and poor sentence structure are death. Five, boastful, tough since this document is all about you. Techniques, avoid the word I. Sound quietly and confident. Number six, funky fonts and overall presentation. You want to look normal, not avant-garde. This is not the place to try out your new creative presentation ideas. Keep in mind, in a pool of great resumes, reviewers, be they headhunters, HR departments, or hiring managers, are looking for reasons to throw out resumes. So the one that feels odd or not quite right is dropped in less than a minute with no further chance in that venue. Finding a new job is tough and something one does not hopefully do too often. Don't blow it by letting your ego get in the way or by deciding this is the time you want to try out creative writing. The stakes are too high. Do you have any ideas for good resume writing? You can offer them in our quiz online this week. We would especially like to hear from HR managers. For safety this week, mentioning safety accomplishments will usually give you an edge in today's business climate. You don't want to work for the places where such accomplishments do not give you an edge, so it is safe to mention safety. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Tallow Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.